Lachlan Rockhampton. Win a once-in-a-lifetime experience to see Katy Perry in Brisbane for her Prismatic World Tour.
Brownie and EJ live right now at the front of our Rockhampton studios.
It's because we're giving away a massive Katy Perry prize today, all thanks to Stockland Rockhampton. It's your place. It's flights. We'll give you airport transfers. We'll put you up in accommodation. We'll give you limo transfers to and from Katy's gig, plus tickets to her show.
But most importantly, you and three mates could be winning this trip of a lifetime. We've got our four grand finalists joining us right now. Randomly, hello, Jenna.
Hello.
How are you feeling going into this? Because we're about to kick off the challenges after 7:30.
I'm very nervous.
Describe what you see in front of you.
A mechanical bull, four chairs, and a box with a flag on it.
Rob's another one of our contestants. What do you think's inside this mystery box?
I'm assuming it's some kind of bug or some rotten food or something.
That's just Brownie's lunch. That's all right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right.
I don't know how to cook, so that's the best thing I got. Simone, are you so excited that you could possibly be seeing Katy Perry with three of your mates?
Very excited.
What are you willing to do? I know we've asked this before. Anything?
Anything.
Anything?
Yeah, don't say it all. Here's a tip. Don't say anything to Brownie. But Taylor, I know you didn't really know who you're going to take if you were the big winner. Have you had a bit more of a think about it?
Nah, but I made a lot more friends.
I bet. Were people coming out of the woodwork just being like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, a lot of random ads on Facebook.
Guys, get yourselves psyched up and prepare because we're going to kick these challenges off in a few short minutes.
And it's all about to get underway because we have got our four grand finalists. They're standing up, they're ready, and they're standing by the first round.
Correct. Ladies and gentlemen, or finalists we should say, can you please crowd around Brownie and EJ's musical chairs?
It gets a bit tricky though, Brownie, because musical chairs, usually there's one chair less.
Yeah.
The amount of contestants. We've got four contestants and four chairs. So this is a little bit twisted.
Yeah, this is a tricky part. You're going to be walking around during this next song. At the end of the song, you're going to look underneath your seats because under there is four envelopes. Three of you will progress to the next round. One of you, however, sadly, your journey ends after this.
This really is not a game of skill. This is a game of luck. You guys, you're feeling pretty nervous, yeah? Yes, they
are. Yeah, they're shaking, they're trembling. But look, we might as well just jump into it right now because in light of this game, the one that got away will be the one who doesn't progress to the next round. So can we please spin Katy Perry's The One That Got Away? And start your walking now, guys. Katy Perry's The One That Got Away. It's CQ's Hot FM with Brownie and EJ. We are live right now at the front of our Hot FM studios in Rockhampton as we are about to eliminate one of our Katy Perry finalists.
Our four grand finalists have been playing a game of Katy Perry's musical chairs. So during that song, they've been walking around four chairs.
Now, all four contestants right now have their hands on their envelopes. Can we please get you guys to stand up?
Okay.
Come line
so
up
each
over
of our
side.
Four grand finalists are standing. They've each got an envelope in their hand. They haven't opened it yet, Brownie, because we want to find out who our three contestants are that are going through to the next round.
That's right. So on the count of three, ladies and gentlemen, can you please open up your envelopes and reveal them at the same time? One, two, three.
Open those envelopes. Oh, no.
Oh, Rob.
Rob has just opened his envelope and it says, sorry, you haven't made it through. Sorry, Rob.
That's all right. No problem at all.
It breaks our heart, but you're not going home empty-handed because we do have this goodie bag that's now yours. Thank you for coming and playing.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You did well to get through this far because we had hundreds upon hundreds of entrants, so at least you can think that, hey?
Yeah, of course, of course.
Well done. Congratulations to the final three. You're progressing to the next round, which will take place after 8 o'clock this morning. Oh, look at that good sportsmanship.
Oh,
well
Rob,
done, Rob.
Isn't he amazing?
Hands.
I wish we could give them all the prize, but unfortunately we can't. There will be only one winner. We have knocked out the first contestant, the first grand finalist, so we are then left with three, and they have now all completed the bucking bull, all thanks to Funtime Amusements. So it's time that we eliminate another contestant.
Unfortunately, this is the way the cookie crumbles, and this is what happens in the name of love in Katy Perry.
Brad, our judge, has just given us the results. I feel a little bit like we should be on X Factor or something right now. This is great.
You know those really long pauses they do on the show that's really, really annoying? We're not going to do that.
No. Guys, we will find out who the winner is after this break. No, we're not going to do that, so you know.
While we do that. Okay, we can confirm right now with a score of 21 seconds. Taylor, you've made it through to the next round, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, so that leaves two contestants, and unfortunately only one can move through to the third and final round.
Yes,
and we've got Jenna and Simone that are the other two contestants.
That's right. We have going through to the next round with a score of 19.7 seconds. Jenna, congratulations. Unfortunately, Simone.
Oh, we're so sorry, Simone.
This is where...
You did such an amazing job, and you were first off, so that was a bit difficult.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, but it's all right. It's good fun.
Have you ever done a bucking bull before?
No, hell no.
Well, you did better than I would. I don't think I would have even been able to get up there to start, so well done.
Especially not in that skirt.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, let's stop drawing attention to this skirt. No, seriously, congratulations. Thanks for coming down. You did such a great job. And to get through the hundreds of entrants that we had to the top three is amazing.
Yeah, thank you very much to everyone.
Please give Simone a round of applause.
Here we go. This is Hot FM's Brownie and EJ.
This is it. This is the final 30 minutes of the show. In between now and 9 o'clock, we will find the winner of the Katy Perry competition.
Our top two grand finalists that will be battling it out real soon, Jenna and Taylor. I think they're feeling a bit nervous because they've spotted what the final round will be. It does not look pretty, Brownie.
It is Katy Perry's hot and cold box of concoction. You've got to stick your hands in Katy Perry's box and dig around, because what is inside there, EJ?
There is a lot of dodgy things in there, Brownie. I'm looking at it right now. The box on the table in front of us. Baked beans is in there. There's the hearty chunky beef soup.
Oh, yummy.
English mustard. There's coffee. There's tea bags. There's ice cream. And... in tribute to Katy Perry's song Roar, because that's all about, you know, a tiger, a feline, a cat, maybe. Are we stretching it a bit too far? Cat food, that's what's inside.
I was going to say, if you put a cat in there, I'm pretty sure that's against RSPCA regulations.
And there's one final ingredient to actually go in that our third place contestant today, Simone, is going to actually do the honours really soon. She's going to crack some eggs into this mix as well.
Yummy. You all good with that, Simone? Yep. Now, what our contestants are going to be doing is not eating from this. You're going to be digging around for a key. There's two keys inside here and one padlock. One key unlocks the padlock, creating a winner for Katy Perry. The other one does not win anything.
Twist plot, it's actually who can eat the most.
Off you go. This thing looks disgusting.
If only I could win. No, this is going to be huge. And guys, Jenna, Taylor, are you ready to step up and have a dig through this food?
Not very keen. Well, we're going to get into Katy Perry's hot and cold right now as we do this. You guys need to start digging away.
Get digging to find them.
20 away from 9 on CQ's Hot FM with Brownie and EJ. Katy Perry is hot and cold in homage to Katy Perry's hot and cold box in front of us, which our two final contestants have had to dig through.
To say the least, it's foul. It smells just disturbing.
Now, we had two keys in there. Both contestants have found the two keys. Two keys, one padlock. This is the defining moment. This is the moment where we will find out who is going to Katy Perry with three of their mates.
Brownie, I'm standing right next to Taylor and Jenna right now, and I'm holding the padlock. Who is going to win this prize? Katy Perry, you and three mates down to Brisbane. Flights, accommodation, airport transfers, limo transfers to and from her gig, and tickets to see Katy Perry. How much would you love this, Jenna?
Very much.
Taylor, you've been calm and collected all morning so far. Are you freaking out right now?
A little bit.
You smell charming too, by the way. Just please don't go shake anyone's hand later on today.
Nah, it's just like that Frank body scrub.
Okay.
Defining moment. If we had a drum roll, we'd do a drum roll, but we'll do like a throat roll.
Who wants to go first? Jenna is first. I've got the lock in my hand. Jenna's got the key. She's about to put it in the lock and see if it unlocks it right now. The key's gone in, Brownie.
It has opened up! Jenna has won!
Congratulations, Jenna! You have won a
trip. Oh my goodness!
Congratulations! How does it feel?
I'm so excited.
Oh my goodness, you're the winner!
Yeah, I'm still not giving my firstborn though.
Change of plan. Who are you going to bring?
Maybe my mum, if she buys me lunch.
Oh, well done. That seems like a good call you've got there.
Massive thank you to Stockland Rock. Yes. It's your place. We couldn't have done this without them. What a great place to shop. And they've made this promotion possible. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That is incredible. Time for you to go wash your hair. No, just walk around like that all day. It's not going to matter. No one's going to care because you are a winner. Ladies and gentlemen, big round of applause for Jenna.
Hot FM's Brownie and EJ. Yeah.